Hello and welcome to the Small Church Mentor Podcast, where we work to empower the pastors, leadership, and members of small churches to be what God wants them to be. Hi, I'm your host, Gary Feer, and I'm proud to serve you today. Today's topic, lifting lids. Let me explain a little bit what I mean by that, by just kind of telling you where I heard it from. I remember I heard John Maxwell speak. If you don't know who John Maxwell is, he's an author of a lot of leadership books, was a pastor of a church, and decided to go into more of a corporate role. And so he resigned his church and started doing leadership classes and has all sorts of different classes right now. But he speaks about being a lid lifter. You'll understand that, and I've read it in several of his books, and I heard him share it while he was speaking one time. And I thought it was interesting, and I really started asking myself the question, and I try to do it from time to time. It's not something that consumes my time, but I try to do it from time to time, and I keep asking myself the question, what can I do to lift lids in the church? You may not understand this, and essentially what he's saying by it is that everybody comes to a point in their life when they kind of hit a wall, they kind of hit a ceiling. They talk about the glass ceiling that people would hit. They kind of hit a place in life where they can no longer grow, no longer excel. I just spoke a little bit in our church how that I believe that God's wanting us to expand a little bit, grow maybe in numbers, but definitely grow in as a people, you know, personally as a people. I use the illustration that a lot of times kids, if you watch them grow, you know, I've got a 5-year-old, I got a 9-year-old, a 13, and a 15-year-old. And a lot of times I'll sit back and I'll look at their mom and say, oh, you better break out the next size of clothes. And she says, why? Well, they're about to go through a growth spurt. I can't say that I've been 100% right every time. But what I find very often is when a kid bulks up, gets a little bit of a gut on it and just kind of a little chubby, they're a little bit awkward with their extra weight or whatever, a lot of times they're going to shoot up. And in a few weeks or a month's time, you're going to look at that same kid and think, man, they really thinned down. There comes a time, though, and for me, it was about 16, 17 years old, where I hit the top of my growth spurt. And I'm filling out right now at 44 years old. I'm starting to fill out around the middle a little bit, and I keep waiting for another growth spurt, but truth is, it's not going to happen. I hit a lid. I hit a top. I hit a point that I'm not going to go past. Well, in the church, I'm explaining this Sunday morning, and I'm kind of talking to everybody Sunday morning concerning it, and I said, some of us have been plumping up pretty good, and that's okay. But it's time for us to grow now. It's time for us to be more. It's time for us to do more. It's time. I think you understand where I'm coming from. However, I got to be honest. Even as I was preaching it Sunday morning, I realized that there are many sitting in the pews that would love to grow taller, spiritually, not physically. Would love to grow taller. Would love to be more. But they just can't seem to do it on their own. And that's why I believe that God has called us to be lid lifters. He's called us to take that top off so that they can expand. I've heard, and I don't know if it's true, and you could say, well, I'm going to fact find it, but sometimes I wonder if fact finding is true. I think sometimes we need to fact find the fact finders. But I'd heard that a goldfish will only grow to its environment. I have seen some huge goldfish, and I have seen some goldfish that never grew very big. I don't know how true it is, but it seems like it makes sense. Lifting lids is something, expanding their environment, growing, giving them a bigger fishbowl so they could be more. All these things are important, and I think it's good. But it's going to take a lot of effort on anybody trying to lift somebody else's lids. Now, if you remember, I have a heart for pastors because I are one. And I look at pastors and I wish to myself that I can really reach in and help them. But this podcast isn't just to pastors. It's to leadership and even to the membership of small churches. Because in a small church, for the most part, you don't have ministers and lay people. In a small church, everybody needs to pitch in, and everybody's ministers. And so when I speak of this, lifting lids, it's not just for the pastor. It's for everybody in the church. To find someone, to have a burden for somebody. There's somebody going through something that you've already been through, that you've already dealt with, and you have a great opportunity to help them to the next step. You have a great opportunity to bring them to a place they've never been before. But in order to do that, you need to know the people and know where they are. You need to know the people and know where they are. You have to understand who they are, where they are, what they need. Dig into their life. Not just what they say. I'm learning more and more as I study people. The more and more I'm learning that sometimes people don't know themselves. They don't understand their fullest capability. They don't understand who they are. I remember we had three musicians and three piano players in this church, and I picked it up just on a whim, just messing around. We were going to nursing home services, and I take a keyboard and I picked it up, just chords and a few little, I can make a melody with my right hand and chords with my left. It was nothing special. It still isn't anything special. And one of our piano players passed away, and so our organ player, and she went over to the piano. The third piano player, she played guitar and rather play guitar. So the organ player came over, played the piano for several years, and then she grew sick with cancer, and she passed away. And the other lady that could play the piano, she jumped on the piano while the other one was convalescing, and she started playing the piano, and then she grew sick and she contracted cancer, and she looked at me one day and she says, "Gary, you need to play the piano." I shook my head and said, "I'm not good. I'm not good enough to play during service." And essentially she gave me permission to be bad. And she looked at me, she goes, "Well, you won't get better until you practice." And then she said something else, and she said, "You won't get better until you practice, but if you don't play, we don't have anybody to play." "I can't play anymore," she said. "And if you don't play, we won't have anybody to play." So I often say that I'm the piano player at the church by default, because there was nobody else. And I jumped in, and I do an adequate job right now, and it's okay, we get it done. But what this lady did is she lifted my lid. She took away my excuses. If you remember Moses standing at the burning bush, and he's telling God all these excuses. I'm not eloquent of speech. And God says, "Well, then I'm going to send your brother Aaron with you to speak it." And God dealt with the issues. What he did is he lifted Moses' lid, and he didn't say, "Moses, you can do it." He said, "Moses, you're going to do it." And sometimes that lid lifter is just pushing somebody and being there when they fall and being there to help them when they're having trouble. You have to know who they are. You have to understand. You have to look into their life and see where their future is going. I've talked very often about our young people in the church, and we have a few young men that are very gifted in speaking. I could see that not just because of their talent, but because of their heart that they have to speak. We have a third young man, just as capable as the first two, but looking into his life, there's another path for him. And so you need to understand where they are and help them in that next step. It's easy for our young people. It's a little bit more difficult. It's a little more difficult for our adults. For one, we get comfortable as adults to sit in our seats and be content. We've never sung a special song before. Why would we start now? We get content. But we really need to be that person to kind of reach in and pull people out. I don't know how true it is. I've heard Zig Ziglar talk about a crab, a black crab out there. And that if you put these crabs in a pile, a bunch of them, and if you put one of them in a 5-gallon bucket, it'll work its way out. But if you put a bunch of them in a 5-gallon bucket, right about the time one is getting its way out, another one will reach up and grab it and pull it back down. And as society, we do that so often. We reach up and we pull people down. We don't want them to be all excitable, and we don't want them to be all, it makes us look bad. I'm dealing with it at work a little bit. I actually work in a union shop, and I have some folks telling me I need to slow down working, that I don't need to work so much. One of them is a fellow Christian, so I wrote out on an index card, and I told him, I says, I'd rather you not tell me I need to slow down, because my Bible says that I work unto the Lord and not unto men. And if I'm going to work unto the Lord, I'm going to give it my best. And he looked at me and says, well, I can't argue with the Bible. I won't be on you anymore. But really what is happening is I'm trying to excel. I'm trying to do more. I'm trying to be more than I ever was and I am. And these other folks are trying to pull me down because, and they've said it themselves, you're making us look bad. Somebody in the church may be more gifted, more talented, better at what they do, and you may feel like they're making you look bad. But if we're workers together, they're not making us look bad. They're building us as a whole up. We had a wonderful lady in the church, a beautiful lady in the church, just such a sweet attitude and sweet spirit. And a friend of mine was over, and we were over there at this lady's house. There was four of us, and we were playing Uno. I think they were playing Uno. I think I was sitting in the other room. I don't remember for sure. It's a foggy memory to me, but he remembers. And you know, in Uno, you get some cards where you can turn it back around on somebody and do something bad to somebody else or whatever. Well, this guy was losing pretty bad from what I understand, and he was able to use one of those cards, and it turned it around to this precious lady in the church. And she got tickled, and she kind of patted his arm, you know how the older ladies do, and she just with a lilt in her voice, a tickle in her voice, she says, "Oh, good for you, good for you. You're still in the game," or something like that. And what a beautiful illustration. Now, she was playing her heart out, and she would have put him out if she had a chance. I'm talking in the game, not in the natural. But she could have, but she didn't. She stepped back, and she was thrilled for him. I mean, if she could have, she would have, but she wasn't able to. So she stepped back, and she was thrilled. What she was doing, she was pulling him up. Pulling him up. I could see reaching in, to a cup or a bucket and seeing somebody that's hit the lid and can't seem to overcome and lifting them out. You need to know where people are. You need to understand what their next step, and then you need to equip them to step up. I remember as a kid, my dad wanted to dig a pit in our backyard, kind of a water runoff pit. It was just going to be whatever, 6 foot by 6 foot by 6 foot-ish, whatever. We had a vertically challenged man helping us, which is a polite way of saying short guy helping us. And this man worked hard, and he stayed in that pit, and he worked and worked and worked, and he dug and dug and dug until he dug himself over his head, and he couldn't get himself out. And all the other guys, they were just laughing, and they were having a good time, and he's like, "Lower me a ladder," and nobody would give him a ladder, and so he was a smart man. So what he did is he dug a little bit more, except instead of throwing the dirt outside of the pit, he just kind of built it up in a corner so that he can actually kind of walk up, and he kind of made himself a makeshift ladder out of dirt, and it was kind of funny. To think on it, he's in this pit, he's hit his lid, he can't get out, he can't go any farther than where he's at right then. And all he was asking is for somebody to help him, somebody to equip him, somebody to give him a leg up. This whole podcast today is just me trying to challenge you as pastors, leaders, members of small church. Look around you in the congregation. Is there somebody that seemingly hit their lid? Why don't you give them a leg up? Throw a ladder in there. If you've got that talent, that gift that you see is in their future, equip them. I love to watch our guitar players take my son under their wing and teach him stuff. I think it's awesome. And so with that, I leave you. With that, I want to encourage you in that, that you help others lift their lids. Hey, thank you so much. Leave us a comment. Email us at smallchurchmentor@gmail.com. Leave us a review on iTunes. I'd love to hear from you. If it's not quite as good as you like, or if there's a topic you'd like me to address, if you want to be a guest on the show, on the podcast, drop me a line and let me know. I want to improve. I want to make these better. I want to make these good for you. I want to know that I'm doing good. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.